from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Annette Petriccioni, topping our report this hour. New legislation that aims to boost pedestrian and cycling safety got Governor Murphy's signature Thursday. During the signing ceremony, the governor outlined how the bill will function as law.
This bill strengthens safety education by requiring drivers to be tested on how to safely share the road with pedestrians and cyclists.
Murphy adds that progress is being made to reduce traffic fatalities. They are down 17% and pedestrian fatalities are down 31% compared to the same time period last year. An Ocean County man has been accused of firing a gun at another car in an alleged road rage incident on Thursday. Lacey police were called after 8 a.m. The victim was unharmed while the car appeared to have been hit by gunfire. Officers combed the area and found a 39-year-old man of Bayville with a pistol in a parking lot along Route 9. He faces weapons offenses as well as terroristic threats, criminal mischief, and interference with transportation. New Jersey's attorney general is joining a lawsuit challenging the Trump administration's new health coverage rule.
AG Matthew Plotkin calls it capricious and unfair, saying it would create significant hurdles to getting coverage under the Obama-era Affordable Care Act. Plotkin and attorneys general from 21 states say it could lead to up to 1.8 million people losing their health insurance, and that's by the Trump administration's own admission. Plotkin says millions of Americans would also have to pay more for health coverage and out-of-pocket costs. The AGs want the court to intervene and stop the rule from taking effect before August 25th, the effective date. Sarah Lee Kessler, New Jersey 101.5 News.
This newscast brought to you by Parks Casino, Exit 6 off the Jersey Turnpike. This is how you win. Almost Queen takes the stage on October 25th, then Dionne Warwick on November 14th at the Excite Center inside Park Casino. Visit parkscasino.com. Must be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. New Jersey 101.5 is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Will the rain stay away this weekend? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Finally, our stagnant weather pattern is changing a little bit. Weak cold front this morning, warm front late tomorrow, strong cold front at the end of the weekend. It's really keeping us on our toes. Lots of temperature flip-flops in the forecast and some rain chances this weekend, too. Today's rain chance very limited, just a stray shower. It is a pretty nice day with sun and clouds, humidity going down, and high temperatures in the lower to mid-80s. Not as hot as it has been. Tonight looks very comfortable. Partly cloudy skies, lows in the mid-60s. We'll do okay tomorrow with scattered clouds and highs in the lower 80s. The only problem, there could be a few showers around during the day tomorrow. It's not a sure bet, but there could be some rain. And then Sunday turns cloudier, more humid, and even more unsettled. Watch for a round of scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially Sunday afternoon. Highs back in the upper 80s. From the PSENG Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro.
Weather brought to you by Reamteam.com. Stay cool this summer with Reamteam. For expert HVAC service, rely on Reamteam Pro Partner near you. Visit Reamteam.com today and ensure your comfort all season long. Trust the pros for reliable and efficient service. Right now, we've got 79 in Scotch Plains. It's 81 in Belmar. Mays Landing is 84. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.